peace, man. Shortly after the taping of this episode, Philadelphia artist PNB Rock was gunned down in South Central Los Angeles. I could take the time to send condolences, but I also would like to take the time to try to figure out all the facts before reporting on it. Peace and love to his family. CUNY Radio. My name is Corey Cool, and I represent Cool University. Peace, peace, peace. This show should be a great show. Why, you ask? Because we have some catching up to do. That's right, we have to talk about what we've missed. Then we're going to discuss what's going to make the week so important. From there, I have a great convo, on-the-go convo with our friend Hollywood. I have a spotlight record that I want to share from another good friend of mine. That's right, independent artists on the rise. A-Dot Truth. And we also have the news that supports the genre. Now look, I don't ask for much, but can you please, and I'm about to ask you for something. Can you please like the episode, leave a comment, a 5-star rating, whatever you may think is fair. Most of all, most importantly, share the episode. Because you and I am part of a tribe that needs to continue to grow. If you are listening to this podcast, chances are I got your mathematics. But if you don't want me all up in your phone, texting you, subscribe for notifications. Follow your boy on the gram at Cool University, of course, and send all comments, ratings, and other things regarding today's episode to cooluniversity.com. All right. Now, how are you? How you doing? How you feeling? You look good. I hope today has been good to you like it's been good to me. Because it hasn't really been good to me. Allergies are kicking my natural black ass right now. I don't know about you, but I am dying. Ha-choo. All day. It's nasty. My kid went back to school. I don't know about you. And she has a teacher that is a good friend of mine. I don't know if you know this about me, but you probably do. I myself work with children. Who would allow that? But more than the grades, I'm just like, don't you embarrass me, child. All right, it's my friend. And teachers talk trash about your kid, and they talk trash about you. Don't ever mistake it. Yes, they're talking bad about you, okay? Your kid is extra ashy, and you're like, oh, I'm going to send them to school. It's okay, they're a little ashy. Trust me. Teachers like, yo, this kid's mad ashy. And the mom and the daddy, they ashy too. All right, look, man, listen, when we return, we have some catching up on things that we need to do. But first, let's get to our freestyle of the day.
Yeah, 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 yeah. I can rap backwards, reverse, and I'm back to frontwards. I'm a rapping hustler, I'm snatching lunches, I'm packing punches. I'm a crack to cousins, heroin needles are acupuncture. Till your back is ruptured, open it up like a pack of mustard. I got a million ways I can kill you or have you suffer. Like tie you to the boat by your legs and I drag you under. I blow your brains out of your face through a plastic cover till it cracks and crushes and it explodes like a pack of gushes. Tell your favorite rappers I'm home and I'm back with supper. The day you beat me is the day Chili get back with Usher. You spent your whole life trying to ball but it had no jumper. I could pass and dunk it, I'm Dr. J when I'm at the Rucker. Yo, this is for them days I was down and it had no uppers. Then I started selling dope just to live like the average hustler. If you think my net worth's a million, you ain't adding numbers. Or you lacking luster, life is a bitch and I grabbed the rubber.
So it's backwards part two, this is what we doing.
That's what we doing.
So I'm saying to you, now you're gonna do it backwards.
I'ma do it backwards.
Now.
Right now.
Okay, we'll see. Challenge.
Look, I've been grabbing rubbers, bitches of life, but I'm lacking luster. If you add the numbers, your net worth's of an average hustler. Dope selling packing. Back in the days when I had no uppers, I was down and under. I'm J. Dotter, right at the Rucker. Never had no jumper. Trying to ball like a back to supper, eating bags of mustard. Back when Chili got back with Usher, home rapper's favorite. Bag of gushes and you exploded till you crack it, crush it. Brains blow through a plastic cover, niggas drag you under. Grab the boat and have you suffer a million ways to kill you. Fold you up till your back is ruptured, rupture back busting. Needles, heroin, acupuncture while I'm packing punches. Rapping reverse and I'm back the frontwards.
Hi, guess what? Do it again, I challenge you, bro.
Okay, over this shit?
Right here, right here, right here.
Say left. Let's go. Yo.
Look, Let me shake the pavement under the ground of the land you stay in. Cut the weight until the razor breaking while I wait the breaking. And creep to your neighbor's place without a neighbor waking. And I raise the stakes and I aim it while 50 raising Canaan. I raise a razor blade to your face so you make a payment. I ain't complaining, you a dead man walking, it ain't decaying. I take the paper plate full of steak and I make my way in the Hell's Kitchen while waiting for Satan to make an apron. I'm a backwards person in the Maybach with the backwards curtains. With a rapper's girlfriend on the way back from a plastic surgeon. Trapping, working, dropping off bags for these addicts lurking. But they acting nervous till I unwrap it and have they urges. Got a glass of bourbon, I'ma pull up in a black Suburban. Blast this person, leave his whole family casket searching. When my bitch say she back a virgin, I was laughing, smirking, and told the bitch give me back the Birkin.
Backwards part two, Funk Flex, we here. Jordan Lucas, you see what it is. I challenge you, finish it.
Let's reverse it. Look. The Birkin bag had a smirk and she was laughing nervous. Gave the virgin back with rehearsing to start casket surgery. Blast this person, a Suburban, black glass Suburban. Cause I have my urges, when I get rapping, I have them nervous. Lurking addicts, waiting for bags that I drop to work. And when I'm trapping, working in plastic packages at your service. I'm a plastic surgeon, up in the back with a rapper's girlfriend. With the curtains backwards and the Maybach and I'm back reversing. The apron I made was to Satan, the waiter's a waiter. In the kitchen with the plate dipping cause the plate is a paper. I fuck hoes, dead him to leave him decaying later. Walking a dead man to heaven just to complain to the maker. Cause his payment was later. I raise a blade of the razor. Tell 50 I'm Canaan. Raising a gauge, waking a neighbor. Break the razor. I'm in the ground of the basement layer where the pavement station. Stay in your lane. I'm a pavement shaker.
CUNY Radio, that's right. That was Joyner Lucas with the bars. To me, I'm definitely hearing like a black Eminem. But you know, vibes, man. He accepted an invitation from Funk Flex to come up there and freestyle. So I had to share that with you. That freestyle of the day was brought to you by Ice Cold, a hip hop jewelry history by Vicky Toback. Whether it's a diamond encrusted grill, oversized truck chains, or even a diamond Rolex, jewelry is a cornerstone of hip hop culture. Spanning from the 1980s to today, Ice Cold, a hip hop jewelry history is a stunning compilation of storytelling and visuals. Hundreds of extraordinary images of every major hip hop artist on record. Head to coolUniversity.com to keep the doors open. Now, before we can move forward, we must take a little recap of last week's biggest moments. Last episode, I spoke to you about the Fugees canceling their tour because Prize himself got into a little situation. I asked you, would you still go see the Fugees minus Prize? 78% of you said that you would still go see the Fugees minus Prize, and I'm wondering why not 100? His verses were not that fire. But it shows that some of us believe Prize is just an integral part, right? If Prize is not there, not gonna be able to see it. All right, R. Kelly got his bread snatched. Yeah, man. He had his prison commissary fund seized and it will be stashed for a later date to be used as restitution for each of the singer's victims. It was reported last month that because the singer had failed to pay a $140,000 in court-ordered fines, prosecutions asked the federal court to seize over $28,000. So $900,000 will be used to pay a court fine and the rest will be transferred to an interest bearing account where it will remain until the court determines how much restitution Kelly owes his victims. After the money is removed, Kelly's commissary account at the Metropolitan Correctional Center in Chicago, where he is currently being held, will contain just $500. So from 28 G's to just $500. What's crazy is that he's still getting money right now. That means you're still listening to it. Are you out here listening to R. Kelly? Is it you? Now that he has begun his 30-year bid, his second federal trial actually began last month in Chicago, where he is charged with child pornography and obstruction of justice. He also faces two other felony counts of sexual misconduct in Minnesota for allegedly engaging in or hiring or agreeing to hire a minor to engage in prostitution. Jeez, I'm fada. Kel's still out here getting money. How about that? Something else kind of messy that occurred. Lil' Kim has removed her remix of the Megan Thee Stallion's Plan B after having it up on streaming for just a couple of hours. The removal comes hours after 50 claimed Lil' Kim dissed Nicki Minaj's son on the Plan B remix, which Kim denied. So she quotes, N-word, you a bitch. Your father's a bitch. Your brother's a bitch. Keep acting like this and your son gonna be a bitch. Kim rapped that on the track. Fifth then tagged Nicki and since deleted the Instagram post and demanded that she light her ass up. That's right. QGTM Queens get the money at Nicki Minaj. You better light her ass up. I'm watching, he wrote. She said something about the baby. Her baby, I fucked up. LOL. Lil Kim responded in the comments, it's okay. He's just doing what bitch N words do. Now watch what God do to his life. She also quoted, I never said a word about anyone's child, Kim elaborated on the IG story. Please feel free to listen to the song where we clearly are talking about an ex. Try and twist my words to have an excuse to take digs at my child. It's disgusting. I'm one of the most disrespected legends in the game, but what you will not do is come for my child. Her baby pops also chimed in about this situation. I mean, we have not learned anything. We all must remember 50 don't give a rat's you know what. He will blast your mama, your pops, your spouse, and now your kids. It's not cool. But I'm not saying nothing because I don't want him coming for my family, right? So that was just my two cents of some of the most riveting events that happened last week. Time to get to this music. Meek Mill dropped off a little something this week, making his first new music drop of 2022. Follows an IG video Meek Mill posted last month, which previewed a couple of unreleased records. Including a track utilizing a sample from the Big Pun, It's So Hard, and fans wasn't all the way about that, but he also showed this during a listening session with Jay-Z's longtime engineer, Young Guru. Additionally, a new offering arrives on the heels of Meek Mill's announcement to release 10 independent mixtapes throughout the month of September in honor of the anniversary of the death of his late father, as well as, you know, his exit from the Roc Nation management deal and partnership with WME Talent Agency. So let's just get to it. Let's talk new music. Meek Mill, Early Morning. When we get back, we're looking at the J's in front of us. CUNY Radio.
Tears falling down my bitch face. Now she forever trying to show me how that shit tastes. Ain't really been dropping, I've been trying to get my shit straight. Had to sell my prices, 20 mil for every mixtape. Partying every night, don't do it for me, I'm trying to get cake. Level up, filling hundreds up all in my big safe. I said enough, I say it again, I'm trying to wet him up. Thinking with his dick, I'm getting a pretty bitch to set him up. It's better them than better us, it's never them, forever us. And every M I ever touched, I multiplied it, doubled up. I know life mad, should I divide to see my brother up? Some got in they feelings deep inside, but never bring it up. And all that did was fuck shit up. I told niggas that these hoes ain't got no love for us. I told niggas that these rappers don't really fuck with us. The wave is all they want from us, like it's made for only one of us. I'm straight on all that other stuff, for real. I know hanging deep off in the trench will get me killed, but I get a rush from it, love the way it feel. Hang around the vultures, knowing this rich cost a mil. Hold up, let me take the wheel. Said pay the cost to be the boss, so I expect to pay the bill. Should I expect to do some favors, but I expect to keep it real. And I'm expecting them to hate me where I shine and shit for real. But I ain't respecting niggas, falling by no money or no girls I'm giving. Bad bitches faces, I got money out this world and I be shining like a star. On top of that, they know I'm third, my niggas. Locked behind them bars, on top of that, I'm paying bills and paying the pills. For all my niggas that got life inside themselves, then I will. I'm breaking bread with Billy Boys, they know my heart is pure. You reach and I start drawing, cause I know the art of war. I know that they ain't on the shit we on, and that's for sure. I'm knowing that for sure. You ain't talking about no money when you talking. I'm like, what you talking for? When them new business had dropped, me and Chino at Baltimore. Got the whole city popping from Philly to Baltimore. I really should talk some more motivation for all of y'all. Label calling on the line and I know what they calling for. They calling about them M's, about them losses, them wins. I can show you how to make a boss out your mans. Turn your car to a Benz, but it'll cost you your friends. They be waiting on your downfall. If you fall, that's the end. But if you win, they come around more and now I make amends. I seen it. Cross my heart, hope to die. Fuck niggas, I mean it. Honey, shoot as I survive, beat the streets, I'm a genius. Night, you seeing red. Too many nights, you seeing red.
That was Meek Mill, man. Early Morning. Ton of new music, he said, for us this month, along with some independent mixtape moves. Meek has also recently announced a unique plan to celebrate the 10th anniversary of his Dreams and Nightmares album this October. So very, very, very dope. We have a ton, and when I mean a ton of special events to celebrate this week from the 12th to the 18th. Let's just begin with the 12th. Busy Bone of Bone Thugs and Harmony, born in the land. That's right, in Cleveland, Ohio. Last time we saw him, he was on a Versus stage acting up. But happy birthday to Busy Bone. The 13th, very special day. The Notorious B.I.G. released his debut album, Ready to Die, back in 1994 on Bad Boy and Arista Records. The one and only album that the legend got to see released while he was alive is named, guess what, the best hip-hop album of all times by the Rolling Stone, and I don't think I'm going to argue with that. When it was released, it peaked at number 15 on the Billboard 200, and was a subject of just widespread acclaim. You know, the three singles were Juicy, Big Papa, One More Chance, and I think a promotional track for was Warning as well. Now, the lead single peaked at 27 on the Billboard Hot 100, number 14 on the R&B hip-hop side, but reached number 3 on the Hot Rap Singles. Now, I know what's so crazy is we look back and go, damn, those numbers were pretty low. But Big Papa was a hit on multiple charts, peaking at number 6 on the Billboard Hot 100 and being nominated for a Grammy Award for Best Solo Performance at the 1996 Grammy Awards. As of right now, this album sits just a little over 6 times platinum. Now, what's crazy is this should be a diamond album. Us in the community, you and I, and do what we gotta do. We gotta get this from 6 to 10. We gotta do it. Same day, just 2 years later, that's right, the 13th, just 2 years later, Tupac Shakur dies in Las Vegas. Just horrible, leaving such a huge void in the music business. Still trying to draw comparisons to this day. An amazing rapper, an amazing actor, and a socially conscious person that we lost at the time. Just a senseless reminder on how life can just be taken. Rest in peace, man. Pac, he was only 25. Fast forward to the 14th, 1999. Old Dirty Bastard released his second and final studio album, Negro Please, on Elektra Records. Lead single, Got Your Money. Hey, Dirty, baby, I got you. That was that banger. Peaked at number 11 in the UK, 33 in the United States. And guess what? This is a crazy, crazy bit of news. It was actually certified silver by the British pornographic industry. The music video for Got Your Money was directed by Hype Williams. I don't know why. It wasn't that pornographic, if I can if I can remember. In the United States, man, the album debuted at number 10 on the Billboard 200. And number 2 on the top R&B and hip-hop album side, with 93,000 copies sold its first week. Isn't that crazy? Back in the day, you can sell 93,000 and still only have been number 10. That's crazy. It's a certified gold album by the record industry as of 1999. Why this is not platinum, I don't know, but we need to make it happen. September 15th, Kid Cudi. Before the Dresses released his debut album, Man on the Moon, The End of the Day, on Good Music and Universal Motown Records. The album debuted at number 4 on the Billboard 200, selling 104,000 copies in its first week of release in the United States. It later became a certified double platinum effort by the RIAA. And Day and Night, we all know, had the Jim Jones remix that really set the whole joint off. The 16th, 1979, the Sugar Hill Gang released the song Rapper's Delight, produced by Sylvia Robinson. Rapper's Delight is credited for introducing hip-hop music to a wide audience, reaching top 40 in the United States, as well as the top 3 in the United Kingdom and number 1 in Canada. It was and still is the prototype for various records. So shout out to them. The 17th, 1966, the Human Beatbox, aka Doug E. Fresh from the Get Fresh crew, was born in Harlem, New York. So instrumental to the culture. And we cannot forget his song Lottie Dottie is one of the most sampled records of all times. I believe it is the most sampled record of all times. It's top 3 for sure. Shout out Dougie Fresh, man. Still looking good, baby. Lastly, the 18th, 1974 X to the Z exhibit is also celebrating a birthday. His album Restless was released in 2000, debuted at number 14 on the Billboard 200, and was later a certified platinum effort in the United States. Now, we all know that he did rap, but we probably just want him to pimp rides, right? Shout out to Exhibit. Happy birthday. Just a jam-packed week that we passed, but what it also came with some great music. That's right. We spoke about our girl Ari Lennox prior to, but since then she has dropped her sophomore album Sex, Location, and Away Message by Dreamville and Interscope Records. And man, I gotta tell you, very smooth vibes on here. You know, the sophomore album could be rough for many artists, but Ari did an amazing job. She also has a dope intro. You know how I feel about dope intros. You know how I feel about it. But she has an amazing feature, and I can't help but to play it for you. It features Lucky Day. When we get back, we're going to check out our cool on-the-go convo with our dude Holly. In the meantime, let's check out Ari Lennox, Lucky Day, Boy Bye, CUNY Radio.
Sweet like mangoes.
Sweet like mangoes, huh?
Yeah.
You so fucking fake.
I'm going to get that out of you.
Say what you chest. What? Say what you mean. Mm-hmm. Stop playing with me.
I'm not playing. See, that's the problem. Like,
I ain't playing either.
Shit. That's the problem. Like, but I'm not hearing the fucked up shit you saying. But
talking all that shit, where your girl at? You were way too fine to be alone.
Well, thank you. Thank you. Appreciate that.
With a lesson, no one behind it. Oh, I'm just wondering if I can fuck you home. Try. If it feels right, I'm trying to make you mine. Oh, oh, oh.
See, well, if you gonna give me a number, let me follow you or something.
Yeah, I actually got a man.
Really? Mm-hmm. You playing?
Yeah, I'm good.
That's cap. Ooh, come on,
my
man.
My phone just died.
Okay, I get it.
Talking all that shit.
Talking cool, Joe. Hey, why won't you let me inside so I can take it there? Out them slides, but I lied.
Yo,
you think I saw that?
I forgot my doctor's show.
Doctor, no.
Fuck you.
Nah, it's cool. I'm joshing. I fuck with you. Like, what's up?
Ooh, I don't know you.
Sunsets, big daydreaming, baby. Girl, I
think of you on the daily.
She said that I look better with her eyes closed. I said be careful where you walk, baby, that's potholes. Touch it soft and shea butter, cocoa melanin color. Go crazy when we cut up, only thing that I know.
You a secret rapper?
Huh?
Oh, I don't date those.
A secret rapper? So. I mean, I'm rapping to you.
No.
Man,
no.
Come on now. I can't just talk to you like, let me open up. I'm getting more
no.
Hush.
Come on.
I ain't never had real love before.
No, like that's the thing. Like I have, and that's why I can tell this is getting fraudulent.
That's right, Ari Lennox, featuring Lucky Day Boy. By hope you like that. Doesn't he sound like a new D'Angelo? He really do, right? Well, I had the chance to sit down with my guy Holly and discuss what we think is the craziest hypothetical situation that could ever hit the music industry. And as promised, I have my cool on-the-go convo with Holly. Something special for you on the other side. All right?
Listen, there has been like a real pressing conversation about this thing that we love, right? This thing called rap. Mm-hmm. In like its future direction. I was watching this Vlad TV interview, right? Mm-hmm. And in this interview, he spoke about the Young Thug situation and the YSL situation. He was speaking to Mob James about the YSL situation and how the DA is beginning to bring in lyrics about this guy rapping about another month. Another rapper's mother getting shot, right?
You talking about my mama. Yeah. You talking about my mama.
So, Vlad, at that time, raises like this crazy, you know, hypothetical situation.
Right.
And he says that the mother of this rapper could sue the record label.
Right.
You know, for promoting her trauma.
Right.
And, you know, capitalizing off of that and could probably win.
Yeah.
So let's just say this, Hollywood. If this hypothetical situation happens, right, it could probably change the direction of rap as we know it, right?
Yeah.
So my question for you, number one, is do you think the moms or someone in her position could win a court case like this?
First of all, I want to say the way Vlad put it in the video, the way he explained it, the way he articulated it, to be honest, was genius to me. I believe that what he was trying to say is the labels are signing these people, these rappers, based on their talents, not really based on what right. they're saying, and they're putting their music out. They're green lighting their music and putting their music out. They're not scanning it. They're not listening to it and saying, you know what, this sounds a little crazy. Maybe you should take back these words. Maybe you should, you know, hold, you know. Let's dig into this a little more and see if this is, you know, this make sure we can't be held responsible for this. But I think what it is we have a certain group of people who are running the music industry that doesn't give a shit about what these rappers say and whether it affects, you know, them, the people around them, the people that they're dealing with, the people, their friends, their foes, and in their communities.
What's interesting about that is I'm kind of surprised at this point, right? Based off of how much situations have begun to live outside of the music, right? And my second question to you is this, right? Let's say this hypothetical person sues, wins big.
Right.
What do you think that would mean for labels going forward? Do you think, you know, the genre in itself is in trouble? You know, because we all know, you know, as long as it's padding the pocket, I'm not sure a label's going to make any sudden changes. But a situation like this could, you know, could possibly change the kind of content that's being produced, right?
Right. One thing I agree with what Mob James said in the video is that we as a Black community we're not initiating the solutions,
right?
Of, you know, as to, you know, how to deal with these situations when these rappers are coming out here. First of all, they're doing the shit that they're doing in the communities, and then turn around rapping about it, and now they're being held liable for their words. I do believe that if we hold them and the labels accountable, we are creating a solution. I do think that it could change the dynamic of hip hop to where if you want to be a gangster, keep the gangster shit in the streets. Don't bring it into the mainstream media. Don't bring it into the mainstream genre, you know, genres of music. You know, we have, you know, less problems. One thing Vlad did say that I didn't agree with is that it would cause hip hop to go back underground. And I'm like, nah, you can't go underground with hip hop now. Hip hop is way too, it's literally the most popular genre right now of music. And right now it's been the most popular genre for like a decade now, probably more. So there's no going back underground. The only thing that will go back underground is, you know, the gangster music, quote unquote. The problem is if you send the gangster music back underground and the mainstream media is like, we want more, you know, we want more hip hop. Oh, we want more rap music. Then the labels. What do you think the labels are going to do? All the labels are doing is trying to give them what they need. Mm-hmm. So in my opinion, they don't create solutions. The labels don't create solutions, and the Black community don't create solutions. And then the labels say, you know, we're not going to take accountability for it. We're not going to keep signing rappers that are going to keep promoting, you know, going to keep talking themselves into jail.
Right.
Then they're just going to put, you know, more white rappers out there. That's it. They're going to put the whole point in what they're doing right now is to give the people whatever they feel like they want or whatever they feel like they need. And Mob James said it is that we don't create solutions. We just run with whatever is given to us. And what's going to end up being given to us if gangster rap goes underground is white hop. Marky Mark all the way back up to fucking, you know, Eminem and Cracker Jack. Jack Hart, I'll call him Cracker Jack.
Accountability, people. Accountability.
Our Cool on the Go convo with our guy Hollywood. Before we move any further, the Play It Cool show airs on the Voice of NCC 90.3 FM from every Thursday, 7 to 8 p.m. If you are not in the Long Island area, do yourself a favor. Download the iHeart or Odyssey app and search WHPC. There you can catch it live. You don't want to miss the greatest hour in hip-hop and R&B radio. Man, I promise you. And if you just happen to miss the live, you can go to cooluniversity.com and a replay is available for you. All right. Let's keep it going. Something special I have for you. So I have this brother. Goes by the name A.Truth. I ran across this kid when I was about 14. Showed me a lot. Showed me the ropes through this music thing. I've watched him fight. Just a real journeyman in this game. Writer, producer, engineer. He's mixing everything. Everything just sounds amazing. He's got a new project on the way. I can't wait to hear it. But in the meantime, he dropped off a record for me. It's called If, and we're going to play it for the first time right here on CUNY Radio.
Yo, yo, yo. This is A.Truth repping the whole NYC. Please check out my new single right now on all platforms streaming. It's called If. You are now tuned in to CUNY Radio.
Yeah, them dudes petty, petty.
They don't know how to act round here. You need to strap round here.
Them dudes petty, petty.
They don't know how to act round here. You need to strap round here.
These cats petty, petty.
They don't know how to act round here. You need to strap round here.
These dudes petty, petty.
Don't wanna go back and forth this time. This time. I gotta give you a piece of mind. Hey.
Gotta bounce on them, show them there's a difference between get them headspace, bump shots, get attention, turn the tone up. Couldn't do nothing with pressure, wouldn't own up. This a man's world, like James said, a woman's touch, priceless. I came through to set the record straight. Getting kinda thick out here, the air heavy, but I'm so ready, so good, so hood. I was raised tough, round goons, round killers, round strong black men that knew the difference and wouldn't blame.
They don't know how to act round here, you need to strap round here.
Yeah, them dudes petty, petty.
They don't know how to act round here. You need to strap round here.
Them dudes petty, petty.
They don't know how to act round here. You need to strap round here.
These cats petty, petty.
They don't know how to act round here. You need to strap round here.
These dudes petty, petty.
Don't wanna go back and forth this time. I gotta give you a piece of mind.
There's no reason to rush, shorty, I promise. Been in your shoes before, maybe 3 times. The icing on the cake is we never got caught. We had principles, we used to ride around town living life foul. Who was gonna stop us? Not the haters or the coppers. Money machine dreams, used to fiend for the paper. Drama, we invited, couldn't see nothing wrong. Wouldn't regret a thing if I could do it all over. I would do it again.
Things much different from what they was before. Like I said, I don't regret nothing.
They don't know how to act round here. You need to strap round here.
Yeah, them dudes petty, petty.
They don't know how to act round here. You need to strap round here.
Them dudes petty, petty.
They don't know how to act round here. You need to strap round here.
These cats petty, petty.
They don't know how to act round here. You need to strap round here.
These dudes petty, petty.
Once again, this is A.Dot Truth. You just heard my new single, If. Streaming on all platforms. You can follow me on Instagram at Abandoned Truth.
Shout out Inwood, Grimwood. Yes, that part of town where I've had a lot of fun. Shout out my guy Truth. Listen, we go so far back. It's a blessing to see that he is still putting out quality work. Sent that over to me. And I love the way it sounds in the car. I'm just so excited that he's back on his grind. New project, I believe, on the way. We're going to make sure we have a nice little interview for my guy as the time comes. I want to get to a little bit of news. And this right here makes me super happy as a rap fan. It does. 3 New York legends are set to bring their brand of hip hop across the country. That's right. Jadakiss, Cam'ron, and Mace announced a 3-headed monster tour. Pause. The tour will begin on the East Coast, touching Philly, Pittsburgh, Bridgeport, Connecticut. We have a stop in NY. That's right. I will be in attendance before taking a trip to Norfolk, Atlanta, and ending off, I believe, in Fort Lauderdale. Cam and Mace have been through so much on the good side and on the bad side. But recently, on the other side of a Gilly the Kid and Wallow podcast, Million Dollars Worth of Game, they settled some differences, and now we get a tour out of the deal. So hyped about this. And of course, Jada in the mix is just simply amazing. I don't know. Are you going to be able to go see this? You're going to come stop by? I'll make sure I tell you closer on when the New York date is. Hopefully, you'll meet me there. Shout out those guys, man. We got some more new music this week. Came from NBA Youngboy as he released a new project. Currently one of the hottest rappers. Can't deny it. Currently one of the hottest rappers in the business. He's capitalizing on that momentum finally with the surprise release of Realer 2. coming just 5 weeks after YoungBoy dropped his commercial success fourth studio album, The Last Slimeito. The new project, 15 tracks, serves as a sequel as the 2018 Real and Mixtape that came out then, which was okay. I peeked in on it. So The Realer 2 is being YoungBoy's first offering since parting ways with Atlantic Records. I wanted to share a little something with you. We got some more news when we return, though, all right? But in the meantime, let's check out this record I picked out. It's called I Don't Like, and we got it right here from you on CUNY Radio.
You say I ain't your nigga, and I feel I'm something deeper. I'm a softly spoken creature, and I know you wanna see me fly. I die for you, you know. Hope you don't switch up neither. Gotta stay protected, so I stay suited like Steve Harvey. Turned up, then I took off on these niggas like I'm Lord. And I came from EBT, no award, one from BT. Tryna keep my peace, but them niggas shot at me, only for the say they got at me, oh. Why they blacking me? I ain't had not a pot to pee. Less I stay with three of my grandpa house. I can't stay with moms, cause we up in B. She had wanted me to stay up in the house, cause I stay in trouble and be smoking weed. She couldn't do a thing when police wrote me. I hope you happy now that I achieve. Don't fall on me, I won't fall on you. They went on door. I just want her to be my friend, she got a door. I don't know why you wanna be with me like I'm with you. Try for to put my pride to the side and hope we make it through. I got this shit up in order, whoa. They want a reversible charger. I bought a new car, ain't buy no starter. You know that I pop out with diamonds, an awful lot. Body brand new like I bought it from off the lot. Shot in that brand new, my bro, they pop out a lot. He jump out and pop it, he making your body rock. I'm screaming out murder like welcome to Jam Rock. So I ain't your nigga, and I feel I'm something deeper. I'm a softly spoken creature, and I know you wanna see me fly. I die for you, you know. Hope you don't switch up neither. You say you love me, okay. Can you quit that clubbing? Cause I don't like it. I don't know why they be with all that typing, knowing they ain't like it. I don't need no why most of these niggas even dislike me. Just knows they don't try that. I feel that it's nothing too high. If you low, then I'm bringing you high. On your own, you got it right. Congratulations. You know I got some trust issues from all my past relations. If it go down now, you know I'ma shoot. I ain't doing no contemplating. Nah. You say I'm your nigga, but I feel I'm something deeper. I'm a softly spoken creature, and I know you wanna see me fly. I die for you, you know. Hope you don't switch up neither. You say you love me, okay. Can you quit that clubbing? Cause I don't like it. I don't know why they be with all that typing, knowing they ain't like it. I don't need no why most of these niggas even dislike me. Just knows they don't try that. Gotta stay protected, so I stay suited like Steve Harvey. Turned up, then I took off on these niggas like I'm learning. Came from EBT, no award, one from BT. Try and keep my peace, but them niggas shot at me, only for the say they got at me, oh.
New NBA YoungBoy off of his Realer 2 right here on CUNY Radio. Well, I had to play it because I wanted your opinion. I feel we know that he is technically one of the biggest artists in the business. You can't deny it. Usually I'm behind the eight ball on things like this, but in this case I kind of wanted to see, you know, what all the hubbub was about, what separated him from everybody else. I thought the production was pretty colorful, had some real like vintage New Orleans flavor, you know, like kind of where the Hot Boys were, you know. It's like that incorporated with a newer kind of vibe. I must say, man, it's like a real emotional roller coaster. Extreme tough. It's a lot of anger, but also on the flip side, it's like a super amount of love. Like, I can kind of, it makes me understand why a lot of the young people would like him. Because there's definitely a rebellious element to the music that I know these kids are into. So I can see that they're extremely rebellious, but also extremely emotional at the same time. So I don't know. Let me know what you think about it. Hit me up, cooluniversity.com. What did you think of the project by NBA YoungBoy? Little more news. Keep this train rolling. I simply love when our icons are awarded. That's right, Busta Rhymes received the 2022 BMI Icon Award for his contributions to hip-hop music and culture. Throughout his legendary career, Busta has been a true innovator, an in-demand collaborator, and just uncompromising creative force who has really helped shape the genre with his off-the-wall unique flow, style, and skill. Beyond being critically acclaimed and commercially successful as a songwriter and artist, Busta is also an accomplished actor. He got a little movie that me and my mother and my brother talk about, where he played like a villain, very good villain, and he like tossed the baby out the window, and the dream was like, oh my god, like my mother was like, I kind of don't like Busta no more. Like, nah, it's a movie. That just shows he did well on the part. But of course, BMI is proud to represent and send this guy that award. I'm so happy for Busta as well. He's like 30 years in the business. And I don't mean like, he's like actively active for 30 some odd years. And you cannot replace that or fade that. We got some more music before we got out of here. This is special because it comes from a dude that, I'm not going to lie, I've heard the name for years, but was never too familiar with the music. And now I'm all too familiar with the music. Talk about bars. This guy right here is extremely special. Effortless. Pure effortless. He's out of Rochester, New York. His name is 38 Special. And rappers can't mess with him out here. That's right. He has a crazy 31 combined solo and collaborative projects out. His newest is called Seven Shots. And this record is called Benefit. All right. We're going to talk about it when we come back. CUNY Radio.
Hey, y'all. If I don't hustle, I don't benefit. That's the only thing I know. If I don't hustle, I don't benefit. Huh. That's the only thing I know. If I don't hustle, I don't benefit. And that's the only thing I know. Yeah, at 14 years old, you told where the drugs at. You been a snitch since a kid, you a rug rat. 500 judge, and the slug's fat. And the kickback nudge like a love tap. Huh. I put a bitch in a drug trap. After she sucked dick, she break a brick in the Dove sacks. Louis Vuitton rug mats. Why you keep something cheap on your feet like hubcaps? Huh. The shit y'all sell is synthetic. I rap, sell crack, and I fix credit. I heard you move bricks cause a bitch said it. Loose lips, so I know where your shit headed. Huh. I wait there for the boatload. It ain't fair. This thing here in the chokehold. She do nails and she braid hair. I promote those, but she should start a cheap daycare for these broke hoes. If I don't hustle, I don't benefit. That's the only thing I know. If I don't hustle, I don't benefit. Huh. That's the only thing I know. If I don't hustle, I don't benefit. And that's the only thing I know. Hey, y'all, you're lucky if you survive when a killer shoots you. I heard niggas want me to die with a feeling's mutual, huh? They wonder how I'm alive, like, is it voodoo? Well, I survived from selling pies and living frugal. At least 30K a day, my strip fruitful. The way these cats turn rat, this shit crucial, huh? You a shooter when a stick-up kid salute you. Only accounts y'all got is Netflix and Hulu, nigga. Inside of my mind, it's a good and bad conscience. Arguing with each other, I study respect. Haters get mad when they see us tag popping. Only reason you stressed out is from bag watching. If the bitch bad, we feed her crabs and lobsters. Boys that can't jab shouldn't clash with boxers. Y'all niggas never had options. Y'all chains and watches always been fake, like Chad Johnson's. Huh. If I don't hustle, I don't benefit. That's the only thing I know. If I don't hustle, I don't benefit. Huh. That's the only thing I know. If I don't hustle, I don't benefit. And that's the only thing I know.
That was 38 Special with Benefit right here on CUNY Radio. Some real, real, real sneaky lines, man. As a whole, something special out of Rochester, I'm not gonna lie. I would have liked to see him be a little more daring with the production, though, because I really want to hear those crafty words on more of a relevant sound, because I believe his punchlines are not really too over the head. So maybe he can grasp a younger audience, too, because they deserve to hear some of that flashy shit, too. Real dope on the Hustle lyrics. You know, I love Hustle lyrics. I love that Hustle lyrics. But I don't know, man. I want to say also he could probably tone down some of the samples. I think some of the samples are overbearing, but I gotta say I enjoyed listening to this project very much. But what do I know? Whatever you do, go stream Meek Mill, Ari Lennox, my brother A.Truth, NBA Youngboy, and lastly 38 Special. Thank you to my guy Hollywood for coming through with that on the go convo. And thank you A.True for being our special featured artist for this episode. I go by the name Corey Cool and I represent Cool University. You can find me on the voice of NCC 90.3 FM where I play it cool every Thursday 7 to 8 p.m. Not in the Long Island area, download the iHeart or Odyssey app and search WHPC. Good news, Can't Catch It Live, the replay is available for you on SoundCloud. You cannot miss the greatest hour in hip-hop and R&B radio. Shout out to my guys, Cigars and Whiskey Pod. The episodes drop every Tuesday. They also go live every Friday. I'm just there behind the camera because I just press record. Don't forget to check out this week's endorsement, Ice Cold. That's right, you gotta pick up that book. It's a little pricey, but it's one for the collectors. Follow your boy on the gram at Cool University, of course, and most of all, subscribe for notifications. So from me to you, have a great, great week, and party responsibly. See you later.